Next up, we're going to hear from Kobe Koo of Rendezvous Victory.
Thanks for the invitation to be part of this conversation amongst you. The case is pretty straightforward, and I'm not going to really go into that. But the context and the implications are important. It is significant that the year after the world commemorated the bicentennial of the British parliamentary abolition of what we call the transatlantic traffic of enslaved Africans, commonly named, as probably known, as the slave trade. A university student from Nottingham University, one of the topmost universities in this country, who actually, you know, holds the position of education officer, right, would at a National Year of Students meeting hold up some saying, bring back slavery. Now, it could have been a mistake. And you could take it that the apology, no matter how belated, probably he's now had the time to think it over and feel that he's done some wrong. But it would be a sad mistake if this were, you know, this problem were individualized, to say that this is an individual who made, you know, a mistake and has apologized and let them, as he puts it, you see, this is, it's very interesting that in the use of language and terms, I think the apology is far more offensive than the statement itself. You know, to say that, let's just put it behind us and move on, you know, is the greatest disrespect. Because at the end of the day, you know, he put that sign up for other people. This is the whole point. For other people. It was a message to other people. And without bothering about what that means to other people, he has decided unilaterally by himself that, one, he thinks it's a mistake now. He's apologized. So let's all move on. Again, no respect for the feelings of everybody else about the matter. He is determining what the issue is, how people should respond to it, and he has dealt with it. So let's get on with this. And that is the problem. During the commemorations in 2007, Rendezvous Victory, which I represented, and other organizations which we work with, together within the Pan-African community and the wider Black community, we warned about the flippant, non-serious way many people, Black and white, were approaching the issue of African enslavement. More so because the Heritage Lottery Fund was throwing out money. And many organizations felt that because of the money, let's go and take, let's be seen to be doing something to claim the money. Now, most people haven't given thought seriously to what this episode in human history meant. Not just for themselves as individuals and communities, but for the world in which we live in, for everybody on this planet. The fact that the injustices of today, and that is the problem, the injustices of today, the very position of the descendants of enslaved Africans, the vast majority of them has not largely changed. Because the injustices of the past make the injustices of the world today. Many people have not grasped that. And that is why this can't happen. Now, as bad as this is, this gives all of us a unique opportunity. One to try and understand why this has happened and how best to repair the harm in such a way that you'll be contributing to also making history. Now, it is your responsibility. You may think this is a little incident, but it's happened in your time. And when this matter, as it's already gone into the records, get dealt with, maybe even 100 years from now, somebody is going to pick up the list of students of Nottingham University in 2008 and see who were here and how did they deal with it. Just like those who voted many, many times in the British Parliament and elsewhere to obstruct the abolition of enslavement because they were profiting from it. Right? And these were the lights of this country at the time. Today, when the history books get looked at and the voting records are looked at, you have a clear picture of who said no, who said yes. And no matter what they were in their time, they stand condemned in the garbage tanks of history. And this is the decision you are being called upon to make in your time. Because history will come back one day to this issue. It's no longer just a local issue or a national issue, it is an international issue. And whether you would stand the test of history to be seen to make a correction that generations yet to come will say the injustice in your time, you did something about it. That is a decision you have to make. In the past, many people who considered abolitionist movement right from the moment these atrocities began, right on the soil of Africa, paid terrible price for standing up to the council. Long before Wilberforce and their likes got onto the campaign, there were ordinary, very ordinary, impoverished people who gave not just their liberties, but even their very lives to the cause of challenging this grievous injustice. You wouldn't lose a limb doing the correct thing. You simply have to remove a stain that may follow you for the rest of your life. But let me end on this. Why is it important that something is done? I do not think that it should be a matter of we want revenge. This should not be a matter of protesting in anger and venting all kinds of animosities. This is not about it. This is a time for very, very cool, calm-headed reflection and action. Because that sign can be held up by somebody hundreds of years after. Because when you look into history, not many people have been punished for the greatest of crimes in history. Not many people. In fact, those who held human beings as slaves in many, many generations and wiped them to death and profited from it actually were compensated by the British Houses of Parliament for losing the human labor that they seized and used. So in effect, it's been a very profitable business. And that's why it exists still today in many, many forms. And this is why somebody can think that it's no big deal. You wouldn't dare do that on the Jewish Holocaust issue. Because people were hanged for it. And up till today, people in their old age have been pursued around the world for those crimes. Not many people pay anything. In fact, people have profited because they still stick to their ill-gotten gains. And it is this injustice that you can now begin to correct. For it not to happen again. When people say never again on the Holocaust that have happened in history, it is because there have been prices paid for it. And what's the best, most honorable thing for this person to have done that would genuinely reflect any remorse would be to say, on his own volition, this is a mistake. And like all other people who hold public office, you resign from it and give somebody a chance to do it in such a way that you can learn. He refuses to do that because he believes we can just forget it and he can get on with impunity. Now, the point is, if he gets away with it, the slur will be on you because you would have let him get away with it. Because you would have shown that you know nothing better. All your processes, you know, would have failed. And then, what that does, it casts also a stain on the kind of education you are receiving in this kind of institution. The decision ultimately is yours. I think if he refuses to do the most honorable thing, that would actually demonstrate genuine remorse. You can teach him. And probably you can give him the best lesson in education that he needs. Thank you very much.